USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Last night's made-for-TV January 6th show this morning is being called a cover-up of Democrat decisions. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News this morning.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana, but it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
The Consumer Price Index, released just minutes ago, indicates the U.S. economy is continuing to fail. May's price increase is another 1%. USA Radio News.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and want out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told at a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
As the U.S. economy goes, so does other economies. The United Kingdom is taking a big hit, too.
Inflation in the U.K. is the highest it's been since the early 1990s. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says their recovery from the pandemic has been hindered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He says that energy and grain prices are expected to remain high in the short term, but adds that the UK and other allies cannot abandon support for Ukraine.
Never mind that abandoning the Ukrainians would be morally repugnant, since they are the victims and they have an absolute right to defend a free and independent country. We are simply not in a position to tell them what to do.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
May's consumer price index increase is another 1%, adding to the 8.6% already impacting America's buying power. Shelter, gas, and food are all up again. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A claim made Thursday by San Diego-based One America News CEO Robert Herring that Elon Musk is seeking to buy the network was quickly shot down by Musk in a tweet. Robert Herring tweeted Thursday morning, quote, "We just received a call from somebody very close to Elon Musk telling us he would like to talk to us about purchasing One America News," end quote. Musk's reply, only Twitter. Former California Representative Republican Devin Nunes on Newsmax weighs in on the made-for-TV January 6 investigation and the partisan propaganda.
Still to this day, they've never been able to tell us who broke the windows. I mean, that's what I asked from day one. I said, look, we know the people that broke the windows broke the law. Who are they? And, you know, we still don't know who they are. So, you know, but what do we do know now, right, that's been reported? We know, I mean, clearly Trump had nothing to do with this because Trump's own tweet at the time said go peacefully. So, and Trump was the one who authorized the National Guard. That now has come out in the last few days. Let's not forget that President Trump had said that at the time. It was ignored. It was mocked. Well, now what happens? We get the actual facts, the actual evidence. President Trump was doing everything possible in his power to make sure that this was that things were handled properly.
For more information, reach us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.